Hey guys, it's Aaron with the Alkaline Radio, and today I just want to talk about love. I just wanted to talk about the main ingredient that's vital before even getting started on this alkaline journey, and that's love, right? Like Dr. Sebi says, before we get started on this journey, the first thing that you need is love, and you need to love yourself, and you need to love your fellow people, right? And we need to love each other, right? Like that's one of the main things. What I've always loved is one of the main things that Dr. Sebi taught me, right? Like, and I know he's probably taught you guys the same thing, is that, right? Is that love and helping each other and being a helpful hand to one another is ultimately, you know, one of the most amazing feelings any person can feel, right? Seeing a smile on another human being's face, seeing another human being be like, oh my God, like, you know, like, I can't speak for some of you guys, but, you know, in my situation, when I've told certain people these things, right, about this alkaline lifestyle, about this alkaline journey, about how, you know, it could heal you, it could help you in so many different ways, you know, the expressions that you see on some of these people's faces, right, it's crazy. Like, I remember my aunt, now I remember what was wrong with her. So she would, she'd randomly just black out, right? She essentially what I found out was, you know, I didn't know this 3 years ago, though. She had iron deficiencies, right? And so what ended up happening was this. So she had iron deficiencies, right? And so what her doctor did was he gave her iron pills, right? He gave her iron pills. In this process of giving her iron pills, he also gave her, I forgot what it was. I want to say Oxycontin, but I don't think it was Oxycontin. I forgot what it was. I really, really forgot what it was. Now I remember what it was. It was actually Tylenol Extra Strength. That's what it was. Tylenol T3 Extra Strength. Something to the name of that, right? But Tylenol Extra Strength. And so I guess these pills are, you know, having a bunch of them isn't really good for you, right? So what he told my aunt was that, you know, take these iron pills. And, you know, if you ever start feeling like any sort of like mood swings or anything when you're at work, just take these Tylenol Extra Strengths and, you know, it'll help take away some of the pain, right? Some of the pain she was feeling, right? I forgot what it was. And so she takes these pills. She takes these pills and he's like, you could take one or you could take two if you feel a little bit more like pain than usual, right? So my aunt, she decides to take two, right? She decides to take two pills. And she takes these two pills, and what ended up happening was, I guess she ended up just collapsing, like, instantly. So she took these pills, she's walking around, and so she was walking around near, so she worked at a bank at that time, and so she was walking up to the till to help one of the customers, and as she's walking up the till to help one of the customers, she just drops. And everyone in the bank ended up, like, running up to her, and, like, they're trying to, like, help her out, and etc. And so all of a sudden, I end up getting a phone call on my phone, and it's my aunt's manager, and she's like, you know, they were trying to get in contact with her husband and with my mother and you know, my grandmother as well, right? And they weren't able to get any in contact with any of them. So you know, my number was one of the last numbers on the thing, so they phoned me. So they're like, hey, you know, your aunt actually ended up fainting out here at work. And we were just wondering if you could come pick her up. And so, you know, first thing in my mind, I'm like, okay, what the, like, what did she just take to make her faint? And I'm like, obviously worried, right? So I just dropped everything. Like, I just dropped my stuff and I just left to go pick her up. So, you know, end up getting there, end up picking her up. And so I remember when I was actually walking into the bank, when you're walking in, it's actually like, you know, those doors that open by themselves. So they open by themselves. I'm walking in the bank and, she was just sitting there on, one of those single chairs on the right. When I walk into the bank, I'm walking in the bank. She's right there, just sitting there on the right. And she's just sitting there on the chair. Right. And like, as I'm looking at her, like, so as I'm walking up, I'm looking at her and, you could kind of notice that her eyes, like, she's kind of like gazing in and out, right? Like she's looking in my direction, but she's looking like through me. She's not looking at me. Like, she's, like, looking just behind me, like, dazed out. Like, she doesn't even know what's going on. And, like, I just walk up and I'm like, aunt, you okay? And, you know, she's kind of just looking at me. And she's like, yeah, I'm fine. And I'm just, like, looking at her because she's, you know, first off, my aunt, you know, a little backstory of my aunt, she's the loudest person you'll ever meet, right? Like, maybe some of you guys think I'm loud, like, No, my aunt, you know, her personality, she's out there. You know, she's jumping around. You know, she's in her 40s. She still thinks she's in her, you know, early 20s. You know, always hopping around, hyped up, you know, just lovable, you know, having fun, you know, excited, you know, jovial person, right? And so immediately, obviously, you know, when I see her and she's like zoned out, looking through, like past me, dazing out and like, hey, you know, yeah, Aaron, you know, perfectly fine, this, that. I'm like, okay, there's something wrong with this lady, right? So, I walk up to her and I obviously had to like take my hand out so she could grab my hand and like lift herself up. So she gets up and I kind of just like, she puts her arm around me and like we slowly just, I slowly just kind of take her out to the truck, right? Put her in the truck, take her home, right? You know, through this process, like obviously she's like zoning in and out and she's, you know, she ended up just passing out on the way to me, her, on the way for me to dropping her off at home. So I go drop her off. You know, she's like asleep, take her out of the truck, you know, just take her inside, you know, take her to her bed. She just goes to sleep and I just left. And so, the next day, what ended up happening was, I remembered that, right? And like I've told you guys in the past, right? Like stuff like this happens to my friends and family. Like that stuff really sticks with me, right? And so immediately, just like how, you know, if you guys have been following my podcast, you know, I've told you guys in the past, my mother, when she got sick, you know, this is my mother's sister, right? This is my aunt. And so I was like, okay, I got to do whatever I can to make sure she's okay too, right? And so, you know, again, I knew about this lifestyle and I was like, okay, well, I helped my mother. You know, my aunt is stubborn, right? Like she was bad, right? She was honestly like, so long story short, essentially, so my mom and her sisters grew up in England in the late 60s. And so growing up in England, my mother guys love English food, right? So like fish and chips, like tons of greasy food, fries, burgers, like, you know, just anything, right? If any of you guys have been to England, you know, there's there's a lot of pretty big people out there. And, you know, the thing is, unfortunately, you know, just some English people, I guess, you know, well, North America is the same here too, right? They just don't know what they're consuming is bad for them, right? And so my mom was used to like eating English chocolates, which are crazy amounts of sugar in there, which I may say, right? Like insane amounts of sugar. And they're, and so she loves that, her tea, her milk, her dairy, like, you know, it, like, you know, there's just no way, right? And I, my aunt was worse. My aunt used to drink and stuff too, right? So she was way out there, right? And so I knew that she was going to be one of the biggest problems to stop. So then, but what I realized was, I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to, when I go over to their house the next day, I was like, I got to tell this lady about this, this alkaline lifestyle. Cause I was like, yo, there's like, I have to do whatever I can to make sure that she's okay. And, I know that she doesn't know what she doesn't know. Right. And, she's not really someone that's going to go out of her way to try to find out, what she could do to, you know, help herself. So I was like, you know, I'll do it. So, you know, I go through this process of explaining to her, you know, Dr. Sebi's diet, and my mom starts trying to convince her and etc. But, you know, like most hard-headed people, through this process of us explaining that, you know, we want to help her, we want to do this and this and that, right? We want to make sure she's healthy and happy and being able to like spend time with like her children, right? She has two kids too, right? That are my younger cousins. And, you know, I don't want their mother to be taken away, you know, over these stupid diseases and these stupid things, right? Like she has iron deficiencies, right? Eat foods that are higher in iron, right? Burdock root, right? You know, sea moss, like, you know, I'm just spitballing here, but like, you know, kale, eat stuff that's high in iron, right? And so I start explaining this to her, but you know, she's so hard-headed, so obviously she's not having it when we first got started, right? She's not having any of it. She's like, no, like, I'm not gonna do this, you know, my friend did a juice fast like this, and you know, this and this will help, you know, she supposedly just made sure she took these natural detoxing teas, and they helped, and yada, yada, yada. And so, you know, she's all blabbing about those things, and, you know, because again, right, like, I don't know if you guys are in the same boat too, but like, a lot of people that I know here, you know, they have a very bad habit of doing that. Like they just, somebody tells them that, oh, I did this and it worked. And all of a sudden, you know, it's the be all end all. Like that's the way to go. Right. But like, I feel like, and again, I don't know about if you guys are in the same situation, but when I first got started on this alkaline journey, I felt like, a lot of people just weren't taking what I was saying seriously. Right. And I immediately would be like, listen, search it up on the internet yourself. You don't have to listen to a word I have to say to you, right? Facts are facts. And, this stuff works, right? It worked for me. It worked for my mother. It helps my brothers, helps my dad. helps my grandparents, who I make sure, you know, I make sure my grandfather drinks sea moss every single day, right? I'm gonna try to make sure he lives as long as he can, right? He's in his like early 90s. I'm gonna make sure he keeps going till his like hundreds, right? Being 100 and whatever the case may be. But whatever. So the moral of my point is just that, right? Is that there's a lot of people that are hard headed, and she wasn't having it. She's like, no. So then, you know, what I essentially needed to do is what I'm telling you guys, right? I told her, you know, the story about my mom and how, you know, it's the exact same situation. You know, my aunt, she fainted and fell when she was at work, and you know, it most likely was, you know, due to the Tylenol extra strength. You know, her doctor's not the smartest guy in the world, and he told her to take two, and I think she weighs like about 120 pounds. So, you know, two Tylenol extra strength, you know, of course she's going to go out, right? But whatever, anyway, I'm explaining to her, you know, so I was like, okay, like, so I'm explaining to my aunt, I was like, hey, so, you know, what are the odds? You fell and fainted at work, and your sister, my mother, fainted at my house before she got sick. Like, what are the odds? You guys are both sisters, for both of you, the same thing happened. You know, we ended up finding out that, you know, again, she had iron deficiencies, just like my mother, right? They consume generally the same things, right? They eat some of the same stuff, meats, dairy, starches, you know, you name it, they eat it, right? And so I started explaining this to her, and I'm like, yeah, I'm like, so like, look, like, you know, I don't want my cousin guys to like not have a mother, and even if they do have a mother, you know, she's sick and like they have to visit her in the hospital and stuff like that. Like, dude, stuff like this sucks, right? I've seen some of my family members, like their parents, like one of my cousins, I remember his dad was had cancer, and I think for like 5 months or 4 months he was in the hospital, and he was literally just attached. He was just on the bed, and he was just there, and I forgot what he was attached to. But I just know that he was just there for 5 months. And for 5 months, essentially, these guys would go every day, every other day to go see their father, just knowing that, hey, look, he's going to pass away 5 months from now. Like, no way. I can't speak for you guys, but there's no way that I'm like, if there's a will, there's a way, I'm going to find a way. So I'm explaining this to her. I was like, listen, all right, this saved my mother. This saved me with this. All right. You've been eating this stuff all the time. All right. Well, what's the term of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Like, you might as well just try this. Give it 1 week, try this. And if this doesn't work, then just quit it. Just quit it, right? And like, I was like kind of like mad and pissed off there. And I was like, listen, just quit it, right? Like, look at your kids, look at everybody, right? Like this, it's more than just you that you're hurting, right? You're hurting your family in this process. And so it finally dawned on my aunt, and she's like, you know what? Fine, I'll do it, all right? Give me a week, you know, because she's so stubborn. She's like, give me 1 week, just 1 week, all right? Aaron, just 1 week, all right? I'm like, all right, 1 week's all we need, right? So I started setting out everything we needed to do over that week. She's like, all right, Aaron, all right, what am I supposed to eat? So I started explaining her everything that she needs to eat, right? Gave her the guide, all right? Printed that out, gave her the guide. I even put it on her refrigerator so that she could have it there every day, right? And then the next thing was, she's like, okay, well, I want foods that taste good, all right? Where am I supposed to find foods that taste good? And so I'm, you know, giving her all these resources through Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, you know, et cetera. Same thing that I've told you guys before, right? On, you know, how to make burgers, burritos, pizzas, ice cream, you know, you name it. You know, people in this alkaline community have made it, right? Cheesecakes, whatever, right? And I'm showing her all these things, right? And, you know, now she's starting to get amazed, right? And I'm like, see? And, you know, I'm telling her, I was like, see? You know, one of these alkaline chefs that I follow, shout out, his name is Crush Foster, on Instagram, Crush Foster. He always talks about, don't change the foods, you know, you just have to change the ingredients. And so, you know, as of, you know, this being my like fourth year in this alkaline journey, that stuff resonates with me, you know, even more and more the longer I get in this journey, right? Because, you know, sometimes you are human and you want to eat things that you see other people eat, right? Like chicken wings and burgers and you know, whatever it is, right? And, you know, you just got to kind of be creative and make these things, right? I know the other day I made chicken wings. I just got oyster mushrooms. I got spelt flakes. I just crushed them up in my food processor. I got a little bit of spelt flour. A little bit of seasonings, mix that up, got the oyster mushrooms, dipped it in the wet batter, dipped it in the sorry, in the flour with a little bit of water and seasonings in it, dipped it in the wet batter and the flour and stuff, and then I dipped it in the spelt flakes, and then I put it in my, I actually have an air fryer, and then I just put it in the air fryer for like 15 minutes, and then it came out, and they're literally like crispy, just like chicken wings. So like, I'm explaining to her all these things, like just be creative with your mind, right? And, you know, so she's on it, so she's like, all right, cool, I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do exactly what you're talking about. So, you know, full head of steam, she ends up doing it for throughout the whole week, right? And, but like, obviously through this process, you know, through the week, you know, she's having times and situations where she's like, oh my God, Aaron, oh my God, I'm craving this and this and this and this and this, right? Like chocolates and donuts and yada, 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 right? And honestly, in for that situation, just for her, you know, I love my mom. I was like, you know what? You know, I want some donuts myself too, you know? So I went over and I ended up making donuts. The one day I ended up making brownies, again, with the carob powder. The next day, a couple days later, I remember I ended up making like chocolate chip cookies. Like, man, you could be creative, right? And it's just funny because, you know, as I started changing that whole, that like part in her brain of her realizing this, right? Like she doesn't need to change the foods, just change the ingredients that are in those foods, right? And, you know, you'll notice some amazing results. And it was just funny because by the end of the week, she's starting to feel a lot better, right? And I'm making sure that she's eating a lot of kale and drinking sea moss shakes and burdock root and, you know, all this stuff that's high in iron, right? I even searched out whatever high iron foods, alkaline foods, right? I'm making sure she's consuming all this stuff. And then it's funny because I think like 2 weeks went by and she ended up going to her doctor the one day. And so she goes to her doctor, and her doctor, I guess, you know, does some tests on her, and he's like, you know, your body's, you know, you have as much iron as your body actually needs, right? And you're not deficient in iron anymore, right? As opposed to what you were like 2 weeks ago. And he's kind of like shocked. He's like, oh, so you've been taking those iron pills that I've been giving you, huh? They've been helping this, that. Oh, I'll give you another subscription, this, that, right? Like another prescription, sorry, right? And so I start, like, she's telling me this, right? And she's like, yeah. And then she's like, yeah. And you know what's funny, Aaron? She's like, yeah. Because I started explaining to her a little bit more of this stuff. I was like, yeah, you know, doctors, they want to sell you all these pills because that's how they make money and stuff, right? And so whatever. So she ends up. So she's like, yeah, I'll get more of those iron pills, et cetera, et cetera. And leaves the doctor's office after she gives it a little prescription, and she didn't even go get them, right? Because now all she's just been doing is just that, right? Doing exactly what I've been telling her, right? And the funny thing is, during this process, like, my aunt was probably like the most least conscious person you could find, right? Like the most stubborn person, the most like stuck to what we've all been taught, right? Like, so hard for my aunt to unlearn and relearn what, you know, I was teaching her, which was like such a contradiction of what, you know, Western medicine, what, you know, medicine over here is teaching us, right? And it's like, oh, you know, you're sick, you know, take these pharmaceutical medicines and these will make you feel better, or, you know, go to the hospital and you got to get this surgery, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? Well, it's like, no, you know, Dr. Sebi taught us that, hey, if you just change all the things that you consume in your body, your body will ultimately go into a state where it's healing itself, right? We're not taught that stuff, but you know, you learn it and it's working for you and you're like, your mind's literally blown. And now it's crazy because, you know, my aunt, now she's way more conscious than what she used to be, right? Now she's not drinking all the time, right? Like before she used to be like pretty wobbly, like she wouldn't care what she would be drinking, right? She'd be drinking Colt 45, she'll be drinking whiskeys, vodkas, whatever, right? Like now she tries to, you know, if she's gonna drink every now and then, again, she'll get off the beaten path every now and then, right? She'll have like a wine here and there, but like she's not trying to overdo it and have this stuff that's like extremely bad for you, right? But like the most amazing process through this is like just that transformation that you see of this individual, right? Like I'm explaining to you guys how my aunt used to be and how she acted, like essentially like a child, right? Like she would act like she was in her young, like early 20s, like I told you, right? Like not feeling like she really had any responsibilities or anything. And now it's like I'll go over to her house and you know, she'll be like, oh yeah, you know, yeah, I'm just giving the kids, you know, I was just cutting up kale and some of these fruits and that's, and I'm just like looking over like, really? Like, ugh. You know, I remember one point, one time, like going over to her house and her son, I remember I was, I forgot what we were eating, and I was eating vegetables on the side, and I remember one of her kids, I was like, hey, to one of my cousins, I was like, hey, don't you want, like, the salad on the side? And he's like, no, and I'm like, why don't you want any salad on the side? Like, he's like, cuz, I'll never eat vegetables or fruit, and I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, I can't eat vegetables or fruit,
And I think he was eating like KFC that day, right? Because again, this was before they go on this journey, right? And he just eating the chicken. That's it. And again, because it's so funny, because now it's like fast forward to now, and now I'm going over there, and these guys are eating like kale and wild rice and quinoa and having smoothies, and you know, and like when I first got started in this process, in this situation, in this journey, it's, you know, it's like these people are laughing at you, like, look at this guy, like, oh, that stuff tastes gross, and it's like, yeah, but like as you continuously keep staying on this journey, you realize, first off, this stuff tastes amazing, all right, and secondly, you don't need those crappy foods that, you know, taste good in the moment, but you know, when you cut yourself off for it for like, let's say, 2 weeks or a week, it doesn't even taste good, right? Like now, you know, like I remember a couple weeks back, I ended up having chocolate, like a little bite of it for the first time. It tastes disgusting. All right. Now, maybe some of you guys love chocolate. Again, I'm not going to like hate on you guys for liking that, but like, I'm just like, you know, my personal preference, I don't like sweet things like that anymore. If I'm going to make something sweet for myself, I could just make something sweet, you know, out of some of the alkaline foods that I have, right? Like if I want something sweet and quick, I'll get like a baby banana. I'll get a little bit of date sugar, a little bit of coconut sugar. I'll kind of just ended up tossing it a little bit in there, get a little bit of agave, put it on top, and just put it in the oven for like 5 minutes, take it out, tastes amazing, right? This something sweet and savory, and it's good for you. So like, those are just that's just my little take on it. And it's just ultimately, like, essentially, I just wanted to explain it just that, right? And this all started from the process of like love, right? Like, you know, I love my aunt and I love my family, and I'm going to go the extra mile to make sure that they're happy and that they're okay and that they're in a situation where everything's A-okay and everything's like, everything's cool, right? We're not worrying about them being sick and you know, have these diseases and fainting and da-da-da, like, no, right? I explained her this stuff, and it's just crazy to see, how somebody is at the start of the journey and then how somebody is now. And you're just looking and you're like, you just see this ginormous transformation of them as a human being. And you're like, dude, like, I would never think that you would act this way. And now it's like, it's crazy to me. And I'm just so proud. Like, even when I see my mom now too, I'm like, listen, I'm proud of you, right? Like, yeah, she sometimes ventures off and she's not as perfect as like me and my mother and stuff like that, right? Again, and I'm not perfect either, but I mean, like, I try to keep it like 90% alkaline, 10% non-alkaline, right? And by non-alkaline, I mean like foods that aren't specifically on the list, but I still try to make sure that they're foods that are good for me, right? But whatever, guys, that's just my take on it. Is like I said, right? This whole journey starts with love, like Dr. Sebi says, and it's love that makes us get on this journey, right? Love for ourselves, love for our loved ones, love for just humanity, right? We all want to see each other be happy and healthy and, you know, live with a smile on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, I think that's the most amazing part about why I love, you know, meeting other people that are on this journey with me, right? Like yourselves. So again, guys, if you guys like this podcast, it'd be awesome if you guys gave it 5 stars, you know, share it with some of your guys' friends. And until next time, you know, talk to you guys next time. See ya. Bye.